latest team news from clubcall.com.
These latest Newcastle United headlines will start with news on Mikel Merino's future. He insisted he's not planning on leaving St James's Park, despite struggling to establish himself in a tough first year at the club. Merino joined the Magpies on loan last summer, and after a decent start to life, he lost his place in the side. He found it then tough to dislodge Rafa Benitez as his preferred midfield partners of Mo Diame and Jonjo Shelvey, despite making his move from Borussia Dortmund permanent. Rumours have started to spread that he could now return to Spain, with Real Betis and Athletic Bilbao thought to be keen. The 21-year-old, though, seems settled and has suggested that he's ready to return in pre-season and prove his worth to Newcastle. Speaking on the club's website, he said, "I'll try to improve myself, I'll try to play more minutes to be an important part of the team and an important player. I want to increase my offensive skills, try to make more goals," he said, "try to be more confident with the ball and try to make my teammates play better. In the summer I will work on my less strong things, like using more of the right foot and things like that, and in the pre-season I'll try to improve myself even more and start the season at a high level," he said. Meanwhile, Chelsea winger Kennedy has admitted that he would prefer to stay at Newcastle rather than return to Stamford Bridge for next season. Kennedy was on loan in the campaign that's just finished, and he impressed, scoring 2 goals from 13 Premier League appearances. His future is unclear, but he has headed back to Chelsea for now. Kennedy, speaking to reporters in Brazil, said, "At Chelsea there are lots of great players, so the chance was little. I was not playing. Then this opportunity came to go to Newcastle. I was very happy I could have some continuity to have more time to play. It gives me more confidence to come back and play for Newcastle," he said. "I had a long time without playing. I think it was a year and a little without playing. So I was happy to be able to play in the Premier League again," he said.